Chapter 12. Jesse got up early and drove straight from Diana's apartment to the Paradise police station. Molly was at the desk and gave Jesse the once-over.
"Rough night, Jesse?" she said, unsmiling.
Rough nights didn't mean what they used to for him, now that he had given up drinking for good. Molly was skeptical, and with good reason. She had gone through dry periods with Jesse before, and, in the end, he'd always dive back into the bottle. Jesse wasn't a man to care much about people judging him, but Molly's opinion mattered. It mattered a lot. He also wasn't a man to embarrass easily. But there had been a few times over the years since his arrival in Paradise that he'd embarrassed himself with his drinking. And on those occasions, Molly had saved his ass. She'd covered for him, making excuses and deflecting attention away from him. "I was in Boston." Molly smiled at that.
"Diana's good for you."
"That settles it, then."
"You're a funny man, Jesse."
"Anything going on?"
"Not really," she said, a bit of hesitation in her voice. "Power's been restored all over town. Cable is back up. No one was injured during the flooding, and none of the damage is serious."
The hesitation in her voice did not go unnoticed. But Jesse was in desperate need of some coffee.
"Okay."
He turned to go to the coffee machine. Molly called after him.
"How did Alicia do at the desk yesterday?"
"Better watch it, Crane. The rookie handled it like a pro."
"I'm not worried."
She smiled, but it didn't last.
"I read about Gino Fish. What do you think?"
Jesse wasn't in the mood for this discussion again. "I think I need coffee." When he got inside his office, he called Healy and asked him to stop by if he had time. Healy agreed, saying he'd be by in an hour, and that he had something to run by Jesse anyway. Jesse got a few swallows of coffee down before Molly stuck her head in his office.
"You got a minute, Jesse?"
"If I didn't, would it stop you?" She laughed.
"No."
He waved for her to come in and sit. She sat across from Jesse, but seemed out of sorts. She was rubbing her palms together and squirming in her chair. Molly rarely seemed uncomfortable in her own skin, which is why her obvious distress surprised Jesse.
"What's wrong? Is everything all right at home with—"
"Jen called me last night."
"My ex?"
"No, Jennifer Aniston," she said, the sarcasm thick in her voice. "Of course your ex."
"Since when are you too close?"
"Since never. We had our issues with each other, but we were never enemies or anything."
"Then what was the call about?" he asked.
"Don't be dense, Jesse."
"The wedding."
"She's hurt that you're not going."
"I know that, but what are you supposed to do, talk me into going?"
Molly said, "That's about the size of it."
He shook his head. "She doesn't get it."
"Get what?"
"That it's just this sort of thing that drove us apart in the first place."
"I thought it was that she was cheating on you with a smarmy movie producer."
"There was that, too. Thanks for reminding me, Crane." They both laughed at that.
He asked, "Would you want your ex at your wedding?"
"I think it's weird, but I'm not surprised. Jen always wants your approval or forgiveness."
"Uh-huh. So what did you say to her?"
"I told her what she already knew, that once you make up your mind, no one is going to change it for you."
"But she pleaded for you to. She said something like, 'Jesse listens to you, right?'"
"Verbatim."
"Consider yourself off the hook. You tried, I didn't listen. Go back to work." But Molly didn't move.
"Are you going to call her?"
He shook his head. "I already called her and explained. And no, I'm not going to call her again." Molly stood, sighed in relief, and left the office. Jesse held his anger until she was gone. Then he picked up his old baseball glove and began pounding the ball into its pocket. Pounding the ball into the glove was a kind of physical mantra for him. It helped him focus his thoughts. What he was trying to figure out was whether he was angrier at Jen for trying to manipulate him or at himself for still caring. As far as he was concerned, her wedding couldn't happen soon enough.